Ladies and gentlemen, it's my distinct honor to bring to you over the telephone Richard Sterbin with the Oak Ridge Boys. And I got to tell you, this is an honor having you on the phone here with us today. We got a great big deal coming up at Memorial Hall in Independence, Kansas. First of all, how are you doing these days?
Well, Tom, I am doing just great. We've been keeping busy, and the Oak Ridge Boys like it that way. We love being busy. And it's certainly a pleasure to be able to talk to you once again and to talk to your fine listeners out there.
Why, thank you very much. Now, you guys have been going at it here since, what, the 70s. And you actually got a little leg up on the other guys because you were performing with this young fella named Presley. Can you tell us a little bit about those days?
Well, you're right about that. Mm-hmm. No, I joined the Oak Ridge Boys in 1972.
Uh-huh.
And for about 2 years prior to that, I sang in a group called J.D. Sumner, the Stamps Quartet. And for about a year and a half of that time, I sang with the King of Rock and Roll. I sang with Elvis. You know, it was a matter of me kind of being in the right place at the right time. And I was very fortunate to be able to experience that. You know, back then, there's no doubt Elvis was the biggest star in the world. His tour was the biggest tour in the music business. To be a part of it was very, very exciting. It certainly was. I had some fond memories of being with Elvis. You know, I got to know Elvis just a little bit. And it really was a special, you know, time in my life. So it's something that now that many years have passed by, I can look back on that very fondly, sir.
We're talking with Richard Sterbin of the Oak Ridge Boys, and they'll be in Independence, Kansas, coming up on Saturday, November 3rd at Memorial Hall. You also, not only with the group, and I got to tell you, with Dwayne and Joe and William Lee and yourself, you just hits a plenty. But you also got a chance to be with Johnny Cash and the Carter Family back in 1973. You remember that song?
Oh, I certainly do. You know, I told you I spent some time with Elvis. He was one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, I would say a close second was Johnny Cash. He was a special person. You know, we worked quite a bit back in those days with Johnny and his lovely wife June. They both kind of took the Oak Ridge Boys under their wing, so to speak, and they really helped us out in our struggling days. You know, Johnny put us on some shows. He actually paid us more money than we were worth, really. You know, there was always a contract. You know, like in music business, when you book a date, you agree to a certain amount of money to be paid. We had a contract, but Johnny Cash always gave us more than the contract called for. He always, I guess you could call it a tip, maybe, but he knew we were struggling. He knew we needed the help, so he helped us. But, you know, I think more than his financial help, you know, it were his words of encouragement that really, really, really helped us along. I remember once, this is a great story, I'll try to make it quick. I remember playing Johnny Cash in Las Vegas, and we had no other dates booked. We did, you know, after that engagement in Las Vegas, we did not know what we were going to do. We didn't know if we were going to be able to stay together, and we were kind of discouraged, to be very honest with you. And I think Johnny Cash sensed that. So he called us all up one afternoon while we were out there in Vegas. He said, "Fellas, I'm going to talk to you guys. Come to my room." So we went to Johnny Cash's room, and he said, "Sit down, fellas. I'm going to talk to you guys." He said, "I can tell your heads are hanging, and you're worried about your future." He said, "What I want you to do, I want to encourage you to try to stay together." He said, "Whatever it takes, stay together." He said, "I will help you as much as I can, but it's up to you guys. You've got to find a way to stay together." He said, "I promise you that if you will do that, good things are going to start happening to you guys. There's something very special about you guys. No one knows about it yet, except you know, the four of you and me." He said, "But if you will stay together, the whole world is going to know about it. Good things, I promise you, good things are going to start happening to you guys." And so I remember we walked out of that room that day, instead of our heads hanging, our heads were up high. We said, "If Johnny Cash thinks we can make it, we are going to make it." And sure enough, to make a long story short, we did find a way to stay together. We then met Jim Halsey, who is from Independence, Kansas, by the way. We met Jim, he became our manager over 40 years ago, and he's still our manager today. And he, good things did start happening to us. He signed us to our first recording contract with ABC Dot Records. We started having hit records. A few years later, mm-hmm. we won our first CMA award for Vocal Group of the Year. Don't you know it? Johnny Cash was hosting that show.
Oh, my.
And I remember when they announced us as winners, we ran up on the stage. Instead of going to accept our award, we ran over to where Johnny Cash was standing, and we all hugged his neck, and he said, "See, fellas, I told you so." So, you know, I really do not believe there would be an Oak Ridge Boys today if it wasn't for the help that Johnny Cash gave us back in our struggling days.
That might have been the best told you so you ever heard, huh?
Man, there's no question about it,
We are talking with Richard Sturban with the Oak Ridge Boys, and I remember playing your records back in the 70s and in the 80s as a disc jockey. And my goodness sakes, you know, Fancy Free came out, and I'm like, wow, that there's a piece of work. I'll Be True to You, and then the hits were just, it was almost like every 10 weeks, there was a new Oak Ridge Boys 45 popping into our mailbox. Everybody was fighting to play it air.
We were putting them out pretty regularly back then.
Oh, gosh, yes. And then out comes this song, Elvira, which features your bass voice most prominently. And I imagine you get people asking, how do you do that? How do you do that? God's gifted. I'm going to ask you, how do you do that, Richard? How do you get down that low?
Well, you know, I guess the easiest way to answer that question is to tell you it is just a God-given talent. I thank the good Lord above for blessing me with his voice. And I just try to use it, you know, to the best of my ability. I remember the day we recorded Elvira, you know, the song was written by a gentleman named Dallas Frazier, who's a friend of ours. Actually, he's a neighbor. He lives right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote the song. And on his version, he had Oompa Mau Mau there, but it was not with a bass voice. Ron Chansey, who was our producer back then, he produced most of our number one hit records. It was his idea for me to do the giddy up Oompa Mau Mau part. So I just kind of adapted it to my style, to my way of doing things, and I guess it turned out okay.
It turned out really, really well. I've seen people try to do that. They wind up hurting themselves. I mean, but that is an impossible note to hit. Oh, goodness.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny to look out at the even after all these years, you know, 40-some years later, Elvira, you know, when we do Elvira in our shows, you know, people immediately stand to their feet, they start dancing, they start singing along, and it's always fun for me personally to look out in the audience, especially look at the men trying to sing along with me. It's kind of a fun thing.
You know, irony of ironies, I was moving here to where I am now, Bartlesville, from Illinois, and we passed a restaurant that's mentioned in that song, the Hungry House Cafe. But I don't know if you guys got the residual on that one or not, but here's hoping that you did.
I'm not sure about that.
But we've got the big show coming up here, Memorial Hall. That is in Independence, Kansas. You've done quite a few of these Christmas shows, and something tells me you're going to keep doing Christmas shows until you run out of Christmases.
Well, you're right. You know, believe it or not, you know, I think over the course of the years, we've kind of become known for our Christmas music. I really think we have. We just released a new Christmas album just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I see that.
It is our eighth, believe it or not, it's our eighth Christmas album. It's hard to believe we now have eight Christmas CDs that we have recorded throughout the course of our career. This latest one is very special. It's called The Oak Ridge Boys Down Home Christmas. It's produced by Dave Cobb. You know, Dave Cobb is one of the hottest guys in Nashville right now. You know, he's very much in demand. He's produced all the Chris Stapleton stuff, and he's done three projects now on the Oak Ridge Boys, including this latest Christmas CD. We have been busy rehearsing, trying to learn a lot of these new songs on this latest CD to incorporate them into our show that we are bringing your way on November the 30th. You know, it's called the Oak Ridge Boys Down Home Christmas Show. And believe it or not, this is our 30th annual Christmas tour.
Wow.
We've been doing this for 30 years now. The Christmas tour has become the biggest part of our year every year. This year will be no exception, and we're looking forward to bringing it back, you know, to Independence once again. you know, it's a great show. Mm-hmm. It, in a lot of ways, it's really like two shows for the price of one almost. You know, we come out in the beginning and we do our regular music first. You know, quite often people ask, you know, we just finished talking, you know, about Elvira just a few minutes ago. Quite often people ask when they find out we're bringing our Christmas show to town, that's like, even though it's a Christmas show, will we still hear Elvira? Well, the answer to that is yes, you will. You know, you will hear me do giddy up, oom papa, mow mow. That is the law. You'll hear Thank God for Kids. You know, Y'all Come Back Soon, probably our first hit ever. A few songs from our latest album, 17th Avenue Revival, which was also produced by Dave Cobb. Very special music. So in the beginning, for a while, we do our regular music. Then we take an intermission. And then after intermission, we do a complete Christmas show, and we cover just about every aspect of Christmas, the romantic side of Christmas, the fun side of Christmas. We have a great Santa Claus. Santa comes out. We have so much fun with Santa. Santa even goes out into the audience, and he interacts with the kids in the audience. And we take time for every kid in the house, every kid in the audience, to come by and say hi to Santa, because we think that is very, very important. After Santa leaves the stage, we then do a segment called our rocking chair segment, where the four Oak Ridge boys sit in rocking chairs. I might add, Cracker Barrel rocking chairs.
Yes.
And we take turns talking. Each man talks about, you know, what's on his heart, what he feels like talking about. Quite often, it's childhood Christmas memories, you know, what Christmas means to us personally. You know, we even talk about the importance of Christmas music, you know, in our career. And we sing, you know, Christmas carols interspersed, you know, with the talking. It's a very down-home part of the show, and it gives the audience a chance to get to know the four Oak Ridge boys just a little better. It's become a very requested part of our show. Then we end the concert with a series of songs, and this is the most important part as far as we're concerned. It's a series of songs that talk about the real, true meaning of Christmas, the reason we celebrate Christmas to begin with. And, of course, we know that is the birth of Jesus and how important that is in this day and age in which we live. So we end the concert on a very spiritual, very sacred note. But the whole show is a total package. You know, our hits, our regular music, and then just about every aspect of Christmas, a lot of fun with Santa, and then the spiritual part in the end. It's a great family show. It is a great way for families to spend time together around the holiday season. I know it's a little early, you know, November the 30th, but it'll kind of help you get into the Christmas spirit just a little early this year. So we encourage you to come on out, spend some time with the Oak Ridge Boys.
And that'll be great. That's Saturday, November 30th, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Hall, Independence, Kansas. And the tickets are available right now online. And I also wanted to let people know that not only are you guys in the Country Music Hall of Fame, but you've won a lot of Dove Awards, as well as being inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame.
Well, you're right about that. You know, yeah, I would have to say right at the top of the list, the biggest honor I think that's ever been bestowed upon us is probably, you know, being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. You know, it's difficult to describe how special that is for the Oak Ridge Boys. You know, I never dreamed. You know, I talked about singing with Elvis, you know, earlier in the interview. Mm-hmm. I never dreamed back then, when I was as a young man in my 20s, when I was singing with Elvis. I never dreamed that someday I would be in the same Hall of Fame with him. But here I am, all four Oak Ridge Boys. We're in the Country Music Hall of Fame with Johnny Cash, with Elvis, with George Jones, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers. You know, the list goes on and on. It's such a special family of artists to be a part of. But also, we're just as proud of the fact that we are also in the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, along with Elvis as well, I might add. So it's very special company, to say the least.
Richard Sturban, thank you for visiting with us, and we really sincerely appreciate it. And I want to invite everybody out to the Oak Ridge Boys Down Home Christmas, and that is Saturday, November 30th, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Hall, Independence, Kansas. Thank you very much.
Well,
God bless
you,
and thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. As always, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for helping us. You've been good to us in the past. Thank you for doing this again. We appreciate it. We do not take it lightly. Thank you, my friend.